Yo, how are we doing? Hope we're good. I'm outside for this one. I've just stepped out of the office and I'm now on Cannock Chase, which is a beautiful spot. It's the one reason I've got the office where I have is because it's literally you walk out the back door and you're in nature, woodland. It's a beautiful day. You might hear birds, hear my feet on the gravel. And it's so good out here just to be able to get out at lunch, do a walk or a run, get back in the mixer. And yeah, I feel like these walks clear my head, make me think a bit more clearly, and wanted to jump on here to download. Where am I at? Where am I going? Where's Mara going? Just do a bit of a quarterly review, because 3 months into the year now, sort of set out where I wanted to be at the start of the year. And yeah, I guess I think I'm worried personally. If I sort of think about where I'm at personally, I'm just worried that I've been busy, I've done a lot, I've been focused, I've got my to-do list every day with my 10 things to do, and I always tick it off, and I've been training hard towards the marathon, putting loads of runs in. I think I'm just worried that have I even progressed? What have I even achieved? Am I any fitter? Am I any faster? Has my performance improved? Have I got any memorable runs or the last 3 months that I can look back and go, wow, yeah. And work-wise, like, I've done a lot, but what have I actually achieved? Where am I at? And what worries me is in 9 months' time, when I do this, will I look back on the year and feel the same? And I don't know if I don't know what's true, but that's just how I feel right now. And I guess every 3 months, just looking back on what I have done and resetting again so that I can be really focused in the next 3 months is kind of why I'm saying this out loud and why that doing that's important, because it is, before you know it, a year can pass and you can literally be like, what have I even done, when you're so in it. So I think for Mara, if I look at the end of last year and where I wanted to be, I wanted to rebrand the Run Club so that it was one brand. I wanted to launch the first autumn winter clothing collection, which I did, which was really successful. Wanted to launch the first and plan the first retreat in Staffordshire, which we've done, and we've sold over half the tickets, so that's looking really, really good. And yeah, I feel all of that, and I wanted to level up, I guess, the run clubs, the quality of the proposition, the memberships, and as well kind of add on coaching and explore coaching for myself and add that, I guess, into the proposition. So I have done all that and I've moved all of those forward. But I guess I'm feeling 3 months in that I want there to be one single sort of priority where my energy is most sort of needed and where I feel it's most critical, I guess, for us to be putting our energy into. And yeah, that's in a number of ways. It's like, what do I think is the most important? And what's the best way to bring Mara to people? What's the most impactful way of bringing the brand to people? Because I now know, although there's loads of things in there, what makes me feel reassured and calm is that I know Mara is what I'm meant to be working on. It's what I'm meant to be doing, and it's what I want to wake up and work on every day. So that gives me sort of clarity and like a calmness of like, this is what I'm meant to be doing, which is a great feeling. But how I bring this brand philosophy mission to people can be done in many different ways, and I've kind of honed in on a few, which the run clubs give people community, purpose, sense of progression, teaches people in a way to run the Mara way, and it's the ultimate. I want it to be a lifestyle. I want people to feel like when they join Mara, it is a way of life, and the run clubs embody that. So, improving that, bringing that to more people makes total sense. And my energy and my skill set, I love community building. I'm a natural sort of coach, so it that kind of feels really aligned. Same with the coaching, you know, the coaching is a deeper way of helping somebody instill Mara into their life. Like, it really is one-to-one, work with me or work with Sammy, and you know, it's, we're helping you improve, helping you run further, run faster, but we're doing it in the Mara way. So that is like an even deeper sort of way of doing that. So that feels super pure. But equally, someone wearing the brand and buying a cap or the socks and wearing Mara and feeling connected to the mission, that is a really scalable way of impacting lots of people's lives. Whereas a run club and the coaching is a different route of doing that. So, and the same with the retreat. The retreat is a scalable way of bringing hundreds of people together to deeply, hopefully, transform or impact someone so that they take that experience away forward into their life. So it all makes sense to me, and it all feels super clear, and it all feels like it's under one brand, which I love, and all feels connected to me. The only thing I'm worried about is, you know, in 3 months' time, I've kind of incrementally improved each one by 10%. And is that better than improving one of those areas by 90% or 100%? And my instinct is to like really double down for the next 3 months on one of those areas. So for example, the run club proposition, double down on that for 3 months, improve the member proposition, improve the value that we offer, bring that to different locations, so maybe franchise and hire run leaders in different locations, and just make that experience ridiculous. And that makes it's a totally clear next step. And for example, I've been spending time signing new partners for the members area. So as a Mara member, you get ridiculous discounts with some amazing new partners. I could go deeper with that and bring on even more new partners so that the value there is phenomenal. More coached runs and new run leaders to like offer new runs to people that are a part of the club. Again, another way of improving that proposition. Training plans, got an exciting partnership potentially that we can integrate for bringing even more content and resources to members as well. So I almost want that membership to just be ridiculously valuable, and that feels super clear, but it takes energy, it takes time. Coaching, I've stepped into that and I'm absolutely loving working with people. I think it's the most rewarding, it's up there with the most rewarding work I've ever done. And again, I'm working with 4 or 5 people at the minute. Could that be 50? Could that be 20? And really keep going deeper with my coaching practice and my coaching experience. And I think I'll do that either way. But if it's a conscious decision to just focus on, essentially, the two metrics there would be members and maybe coaches. That's it. So I see that as kind of one area. And then on the other side, it's pure, I guess, brand, you know, the clothing, the events, the retreat. Now we're going to do that. So it just depends for me, how deeply do I go? My instinct is, I'm literally talking out loud here and just walking. My instinct is to drop and release, design the spring summer collection, keep it super simple, high quality. Don't go trying to turn into a clothing brand just yet, but have a really good clothing collection on the website. And with the retreat, deliver high quality retreat, the best world-class experience and event, which I know we'll do, deliver those, but the priority is members, and that's probably it. As I'm talking out loud, it kind of makes sense. The one, I guess, thing I'm most worried about is, you know, end of the year and 3 or 6 months time, I kind of look back and I kind of still feel like I'm in the same spot as I maybe was last year. And that's kind of what scares me, because financially I'm still not there with Mara where I can afford to only do this. And that is critical, is to financially find the sustainable product that allows me to do more. And yeah, financially, I think that is that is key. Otherwise, I won't be able to keep doing this. And that's kind of what scares me. I need to find that foundation that I can build on. Maybe hire people, bring people onto the team full time. Like, you know, that only from there can I build and truly invest and truly grow. So the two arguments or the two sides of that is, does that come from 1,000 members, 500 members and 50 coaches? Or does it come from selling, you know, lots of socks, lots of caps, lots of event tickets, retreat tickets? Like, there's different ways that I can do this. And I guess the reason I'm downloading this and it's just pouring out of me is because when I'm on my own, I've got a great team of people supporting the Run Club, and I've got, you know, a couple of great friends that I've started to speak to more about the brand, and they run a business, and you know, I'm starting to articulate this stuff, but it's on me. Like, these decisions are on me, and it's only me waking up and thinking about this and doing this. So yeah, pausing, having a walk like this, downloading to myself, like articulating how I'm feeling, reflecting on it. I just need to do it because I need to learn, keep learning, and stay focused. You know, when I look at my marathon training, I've been so dialed into Manchester. It's the first marathon I'm doing. You know, I haven't done a marathon in like 18 months, and this is probably the best I've ever trained towards one, and that's felt so focused. It's had its ups and downs, but I know when I get to that start line, I'll be thinking there's nothing, not much more I could have done here. And that's exactly how I want to feel, actually, with Mara at the end of the year. I kind of want to sit there and think, I've done everything I could to get this to a point where it's sustainable and I can start to build and invest. That's my first milestone. And, you know, everything that I've described, clothing to events, to run clubs, I want to do it all. But realistically, I'm a one-person team. I can do it all, but it's a trade-off then. So I need to focus my energy into one of those things, do it really, really well, and then the others can happen too. So yeah, if you've listened this far, thank you for listening all the way. And you know, if you've supported me or Mara recently, thank you for the support, and I'm going to keep going either way. So yeah, stay tuned. I'll probably get back to the office now, write down almost like my goals for the next 3 months, and that will probably become clear what that looks like. And then it's literally as simple as having a to-do list every day, getting in the office, attacking that to-do list, and it's the same as training for a marathon. You've got that goal, you just got to get out there and run. So more of the same, but yeah, thank you for listening. Definitely helped me kind of download like that, and I'll do this again maybe in a few months' time, and I can review and sort of share what those goals were and how I've actually done in comparison. So yeah, thank you, team. Have a great day, morning, evening, whatever time it is with you, and I will see you for the next one. Boom.